Passion has no gender. Gender roles and expectations have changed quickly in recent years. We learn them from a young age, but each generation seems to have a different opinion about what it means to be a boy or a girl. This can lead to misunderstandings, as young people are held to standards made in the past. Even royalty is subject to these gender roles. Prince George of the British royal family has chosen to take ballet lessons at school. Ballet is a traditionally unmanly activity. On August 22nd, ABC's Good Morning America host, Laura Spencer, appeared to laugh at the six-year-old, saying, "The future King of England will take on religious studies, computer programming, poetry, and ballet." Emphasizing the word ballet, the audience as well as Spencer burst into laughter. Following her comments, many were upset about Spencer criticizing the young prince on TV for enjoying a stereotypically female activity. Among her critics was U.S. dancer Brian Friedman, who wrote on social media, "Growing up as a dancer, I was bullied. She is teaching the world that it is okay to laugh at boys for dancing. Today, as more girls are participating in traditionally male activities, like sports, more boys are doing activities that were stereotypically female." Writing for Quartz, Alexandra Ossola said, "They don't have to stay within the traditional bounds of masculinity or femininity. Ballet, in particular, has become a way in which boys and men are exploring new meaning of masculinity and sexuality. I hope to be part of a generation that can change the boundaries of ballet, a generation that says we are going to represent everyone," U.S. dancer Preston Chambly told the New York Times. Spencer said sorry on August 24th. "From ballet to anything one wants to explore in life, I say go for it. I fully believe we should all be free to pursue our passions. Go climb your mountain and love every minute of it," she said.